The city of Milwaukee has been fighting infant mortality, but the numbers don't indicate much progress, at least in the years 2009 through 2011. The health department has finished analyzing those 3 years and delivered its report to a Common Council committee on Thursday. Despite the disappointing news, those involved say the only solution is to remain committed. The report shows Milwaukee retaining one of the highest infant mortality rates in the country. For every 1,000 live births here, nearly 10 infants died, and the rate for black babies was nearly 3 times that of white infants. The health department is making 5 recommendations to help more babies live beyond their first birthday. Spokeswoman Jessica Gatherimu says the community must first of all make sure women always tend their health, not just when they're pregnant.
The life of a woman from the point that she's in her mother's womb and throughout her life affects the potential outcome of her future pregnancies.
Most infants who died here, almost 60%, died because they were born prematurely. The department is also urging the city to make sure reproductive health services reach everyone.
And having those conversations with youth about, you know, pregnancy intendedness, waiting until you're at a point in your life, not just physically, but emotionally, and, you know, maybe at a point where you reach the educational attainment you want, maybe began a career that you're looking for, really setting goals for yourself and waiting and having that planned pregnancy, because we do know that a planned pregnancy tends to be a healthier pregnancy.
According to the report, the second biggest risk factor when it comes to infant deaths in Milwaukee is congenital frailties. The third, unsafe sleep conditions. The health department wants the city to continue advocating safe sleep habits for babies. They should sleep alone, in a crib, on their back. The study also recommends caring for the well-being of fathers.
Fathers matter, and fathers who are healthy in mind, body, and soul can make a difference in the outcome of a pregnancy and the health of an infant.
Finally, City Medical Director Jeffrey Swain encourages Milwaukee to address racism and harmful social and economic conditions.
So everything from programs that improve social connectedness and reduce social isolation to programs that address employment and training, like transitional jobs programs, for example, to work that the YWCA and others are doing to eliminate racism. There are tangible things that can be done. It's a long road, but we have to walk it.
In April, the city will learn its infant mortality rate for 2013. It might indicate whether efforts underway in recent times have saved lives. Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.